Good morning.
Good morning.
And I hope you guys are well.
I hope we had God.
And we are well too.
Or we also have God.
And thank you very much, guys, for your prayers.
Tak for jeres forbøn.
For your love.
For jeres kærlighed.
And especially for your kindness that you have sent it through Brother Johannes Hansen to Salisbury to Germany.
Og særligt den kærlighed og venlighed, jeg sendte igennem Johannes til os i Tyskland.
It was such a great blessing to have to receive that one.
Det var sådan en velsignelse at modtage den kærlighed.
We not just receive your prayers.
Vi har ikke bare modtaget jeres bønner.
As well as we receive a financial support too.
Men også økonomisk støtte.
Which really strengthened us a lot.
Og det siger vi mange tak for.
Hopefully you can see that we are alive.
Forhåbentlig kan I se, vi er i live.
And it took painful time in my life.
Og det har været en smertelig tid.
But God is victorious God.
Men Gud er en sejrrig Gud.
As we were singing a song.
Da vi sang her.
We are a victorious people.
At vi er et sejrrigt folk.
And nobody can harm us.
Og der er ikke nogen, der kan skade os.
Nobody can shake us.
Der er ingen, der kan ryste os.
Until the Holy Spirit is with us.
Når Helligånden er hos os.
Because we belongs to him.
For vi tilhører ham.
And he belongs to us.
Og han tilhører os.
And once we say like that.
Og når vi siger sådan.
So our faith come grows.
Så kommer troen.
And then we start to walking by faith.
Og så begynder vi at vandre i tro.
As already you know that I come from Pakistan.
I ved, jeg kommer fra Pakistan.
But not this time.
Men ikke den her gang.
This time I came from Germany.
Den her gang kom jeg fra Tyskland.
But still spiritually.
Men åndelig set.
By spirit.
I ånden.
Mentally.
Mentalt.
Heartly.
I hjertet.
Physically.
Fysisk.
I'm a Pakistani.
Så er jeg pakistaner.
And until I'm living on this earth.
Og så længe jeg skal leve her på
jorden. My heart will beat for Pakistan.
Så vil mit hjerte banke for Pakistan.
Because God has given me a vision to work in Pakistan.
For Gud har givet mig en vision om at arbejde i Pakistan.
20 years before almost.
For 20 år siden næsten.
When I was a young like you guys.
Da jeg var ung ligesom jer.
I went to Bible college in Kolding.
Så gik jeg på bibelskole i Kolding.
God has really did a big miracles in my life.
Og Gud gjorde store mirakler i mit liv.
I got a scholarship.
Jeg fik et legat.
I got extra gifts.
Jeg fik ekstra gaver.
Spiritually.
Åndelige gaver.
And financially.
Og økonomisk.
And physically as well.
Og også fysisk.
So God has really done a lot of things in my life.
Og Gud gjorde virkelig store ting i mit liv.
I went back.
Jeg tog tilbage.
In 2nd of August 2002.
2. august 2002.
Already Johannes told that he came after that. When I went back,
og vi hørte, at Johannes kom og besøgte os.
I started a ministry in Pakistan.
Jeg startede en tjeneste der.
Because in Bible college.
For i bibelskolen.
When you are going to leave the Bible college.
Når man så forlader bibelskolen.
So last day.
Den sidste dag.
Everybody come on the stage.
Så kommer alle op på scenen.
So people pray for you.
Og så er der nogen, der beder for dig.
They prophesy on you.
De profeterer over dig.
So there was round about, I think, 150 people.
Så der var 150 mennesker.
Including teachers.
Og alle lærerne.
So it was a hall was a full.
Så der var fyldt med mennesker.
So when my turn came,
så det var min tur.
I stood, they went on the pulpit.
Så stod jeg der.
And I saw, I was standing like that.
Jeg stod bare sådan der.
After 15 minutes.
Efter 15 minutter.
Nobody got any word from me.
Så var der ingen, der havde et ord til mig.
Nobody prophesied on me.
Der var ingen, der profeterede over mig.
It was really embarrassing for me.
Det var ydmygende for mig.
Everybody came.
Der, alle sammen var der.
So everybody got some word for
me. Og alle fik et ord.
After half an hour.
Efter en halv time.
They were just singing and singing and singing.
Så blev der bare sunget og sunget og sunget.
And I really feel bad for
me. Og så havde jeg det rigtig dårligt med mig selv.
I thought maybe God don't love me.
Måske elsker Gud mig ikke, tænkte jeg.
God don't want me to use in the ministry.
Gud vil ikke bruge mig i tjenesten.
I think I'm on the wrong place.
Jeg tror, jeg er kommet det forkerte sted.
So hopefully you guys understand it's embarrassing time when a hall is full. Everybody got a word.
I godt forstå, det var flot, når der
but
var fyldt
only
med
you are there.
Og det er kun dig.
And nobody speak for you anything.
Der er ikke for et ord.
Not even they say God bless you.
Der er ikke engang nogen, der siger Gud velsigne dig.
It was really embarrassing for me.
Det var rigtig flot.
The same night.
Samme aften.
I went to the prayer room.
Så gik jeg ind i bønnerummet.
And I asked God.
Og jeg spurgte Gud.
Are you really love me or not?
Elsker du mig eller ej?
Are you really forgive me or not?
Har du tilgivet mig eller har du ikke?
Then God has really opened my eyes and my mind.
Og så åbnede Gud mine øjne og mit sind.
Whatever they did it over there.
Sorry.
Whatever the teachers and other people have prophesied for other people.
Alt det, som blev profeteret over de andre.
That was for them.
Det var for dem.
And in the history of Bible college.
Og i bibelskolens historie.
Our group was the biggest group in the history.
Så var det den største elevgruppe, der havde
we
været.
We were 163 people in one time.
163 elever.
23 nations were there.
23 nationer.
So it was a huge group over there.
Det var en kæmpe gruppe.
And I was a pioneer student from Pakistan to there.
Og jeg var kommet fra Pakistan.
It was also honor for me to be attend this Bible college.
Det var en ære for mig at være
in this
på den,
year.
På det år.
So when I went back.
Så da jeg tog tilbage til Pakistan.
And I started a ministry.
Og jeg begyndte en tjeneste.
So I start sending a report to to apostolic people.
Så begyndte jeg at sende mine rapporter
til
apostolske kirke.
And I asked them to come and see this is going on.
Jeg sagde, kom og se hvad der sker.
So it took a lots of money to send by DHL packets all the time.
Og det kostede en masse penge at sende de her
but
ting
I never give up.
Men jeg gav ikke op.
I thought I will bring them back one time here.
Jeg skal have de her folk
to show them
Pakistan,
the work there.
Så de kan se arbejdet.
So when they came,
så da de kom,
hardly we have planted up 4 or 5 or 3 churches around about.
Da,
3 or 4 churches.
Der havde vi plantet 3 eller 4 kirker.
But when they started the supporting to Pakistan,
men da de begyndte at støtte Pakistan,
from that day till today,
fra der til i dag,
we had planted 176 churches in Pakistan.
Har vi plantet 176.
This is just because of your support.
På grund af jeres støtte.
And you could see, guys, because of your support,
og på grund af jeres støtte,
all the sponsor pastors are reaching to others.
Så blev der rækket ud til andre.
Just this church,
bare den kirke
her, has supported 75 churches in Pakistan.
Den her kirke har støttet 75 kirker i Pakistan.
And because of your support,
og på grund af jeres støtte,
more than 30,000 people give heart to Jesus Christ.
Er mere end 30,000 mennesker har givet deres hjerte til Jesus.
The kids, more than 15,000-16,000 kids came to Sunday school.
Og mere end 5,000 eller 6,000 mennesker kom til Sunday
school. And also you could see between round about 13,000-14,000 adults came to the youth ministry.
Og 30,000-40,000 voksne kom til ungdomstjenesten.
Please, if you just show this quickly, church planting.
Vi skal se herop.
If you see here, from 2005.
Fra 2005.
Your church guys has give us a 3 church.
Er der kommet 3 kirker?
And after that until today.
Og derfra og indtil i dag.
Every 2 years we have a 10 pastor sponsored by you.
For hver 2 år har I støttet 10 nye pastorer.
And in these 15 years.
Og i de 15 år.
75 churches got support from you guys.
Er der 75 kirker der blev støttet af jer?
And you had planted a 75 churches.
I har plantet 75 kirker.
And if you gather these all the churches.
Og hvis vi samler alle de kirker.
So it's mean there is a 30,000 people in one church.
Så er det samlet 30,000 mennesker.
It's a huge thing.
Det er en stor ting.
And lots of water baptism every year going on.
Og masser af vanddåb hvert år.
There is a one pastor just wanted to show you this testimony.
Jeg vil vise jer en pastor her.
I cannot bring all the pastors' testimony.
Jeg kan ikke fortælle om alle pastorerne.
But just before coming here.
Men lige før jeg kom her.
I was speaking with him.
Så talte jeg med ham.
And his name is Pastor Nasir Mahmood.
Nasir Mahmood.
So he and his family very grateful to you guys.
Og han og hans familie, de
very grateful to you.
De er meget taknemmelige til jer.
For your love support.
For jeres kærlighed.
You are giving to them.
Som I har givet
and
til
especially
dem.
They are thankful for the bicycle.
Og er særlig glad for den cykel han har fået.
Because without bicycle he could reach maybe 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers.
For uden en cykel kan man komme 3 eller 4 kilometer.
But with the bicycle.
Men med en cykel.
He is reaching more than 10 kilometers to around
this. Så kan han nå 10 kilometers radius omkring.
And bringing the soul into this church.
Og bringe sjælen ind i kirken.
And you could see I already written there.
Og prøv at se hvad der står her.
He is reaching more than 500 families there.
Han har nået mere end 500 familier.
And approximately 4,000 people is coming to Christ through this.
Cirka 4,000 mennesker er kommet til Kristus
these
igennem
two
ham.
Pastors I'm talking about.
Igennem de her 2 pastorer.
What is other?
Den anden? Den næste?
This was one it was one pastor.
Vi havde kun en pastor med her i dag.
Because we don't have so much time.
For vi har ikke så meget tid.
And the third things.
Og for det tredje.
There is a chart.
Så har vi den her graf her.
You could see. You could see here.
Og I kan se her.
The Aalborg Church planters.
At Aalborg kirkeplantninger.
From 1st of January 2018.
Fra 2018, 1. januar. Til
this year until December.
Til december i år.
This church has sponsored 10 pastors there.
Har den her kirke sponsoreret 10 pastorer?
They have visited 985 times into their areas.
De har haft 980 besøg.
And they have reached 1,650
men. Og over 1,600 personer er blevet.
And 1,880 women.
Og 1,800 kvinder er blevet.
And they have reached 3,620 children.
Og 3,000 et eller andet børn er blevet nødt med evangeliet.
And they have a meeting 1,268 times. 63 times.
Og man kan også se, hvor mange gudstjenester de
this
har.
This is kind of evangelistic meetings.
Det er den form for evangelistiske møder.
And all together.
Og sammenlagt.
In these 2 years.
På de 2 år.
These pastors.
Har de her 2 pastorer.
Has given.
Har givet.
760 water baptism.
Over 700 dåb. Mennesker blev døbt.
All glory to the Lord.
Ære til Gud.
Just because of your support,
på grund af jeres støtte,
they are reaching more and more people.
Så når de flere og flere.
And this is just your support.
Og det er det alene
your
på grund af
jeres støtte.
Is
going there.
På grund af det, I har givet
and making a huge difference in Pakistan.
Gør en kæmpe forskel i Pakistan.
Just because of you guys.
Alene på grund af jer.
Behalf on them.
På vegne af dem.
Behalf of leadership team in Hunabad Church.
Af lederne i vores kirke.
I'm so grateful to Pastor Johannes and all of you guys.
Jeg er så taknemmelig over for Johannes og jer alle sammen.
For your love.
For jeres kærlighed.
For your kindness.
Og jeres mildhed.
That you are sending there.
Som I sender til os.
People is coming to the Christ.
Folk kommer til Kristus.
Not just this one.
Ikke bare her.
We have also thanksgiving report from the orphanage.
Og vi har også taknemmelighed fra børnehjemmet.
You are supporting them. If you just show, please.
There's one more.
Yeah.
Der har vi børnehjemmet.
As you know, we already have 85 orphanage girls.
Vi har 85 piger i børnehjemmet.
That you are sending them some report or some gift.
Og I sender gaver til dem.
And second one, please, slow and slow, just continue it.
Vi skifter bare lige så stille.
They are thankful to you when Johannes and then Smri
her var Johannes og Smri på besøg.
And the third one, please.
Og
they are just saying thank you to Aalborg Church.
Og her står der bare tak til Aalborg Kirken.
Because of your money.
På grund af jeres penge.
Bring a big smile on their face.
Så kommer der et stort smil på deres ansigter.
Because of your money.
På grund af jeres penge.
Give them a new life.
Så er der et nyt liv til de her.
If piger. You will not support them.
Hvis I ikke støttede dem.
They maybe become a prostitute.
Så vil de måske blive prostitueret.
They will be maybe used in a human trafficking.
Og måske i slavehandel.
Maybe they will become slave.
De vil måske blive slaver.
Maybe they got raped.
Måske vil de blive voldtaget.
Maybe they will have a domestic violence there.
Måske vil de blive have vold imod sig.
Or maybe somebody will come.
Eller der vil komme nogen.
And they put the acid on their face or
eller smide syre i ansigtet på dem.
But they will be not anymore in the world.
Eller de vil bare blive dræbt.
But because of your support.
Men på grund af I støtter dem.
God is really doing a wonderful work.
Så gør Gud vidunderligt arbejde.
God is saving these girls.
Gud frelser de her piger.
So they, you could see after receiving, please next one.
Og vi ser det næste.
They are happy.
I kan se, de er glade.
They are eating.
De får en mad at spise.
They have a clothes.
De har tøj på kroppen.
They have a bed.
De har et sted at sove.
So many other things they are receiving.
Og mange andre gode ting får de.
Just because of your support.
På grund af jeres støtte.
So this is all glory to the Lord.
Men alle ære til Gud.
For you guys.
På grund af jer.
Thank you very much.
Tusind tak.
Behalf on the Mrs. Fassel.
På vegne af dem til.
And Mrs. Nazia and Mrs. Tanvir.
Og på grund af de her tak for de her missionærer til jer.
They send a lots of love and thank you to you guys.
Og de sender en masse tak og kærlighed til jer.
Thank you for your support and love.
Tak for jeres støtte og jeres kærlighed.
May the Lord be with you.
Må Herren være med jer.
And use you like His mighty work.
Og brug jer i Hans mægtige arbejde.
Again, again, again.
Igen og igen og igen.
This was the report, so I thought I could give it to you guys.
Her var lige rapporten hjemmefra.
As you know that I'm not living in Pakistan anymore.
I ved, jeg bor ikke i Pakistan længere.
But as a soon I will be back.
Men jeg tager snart tilbage.
Why I left? Because of my kids and my wife.
Jeg tog afsted på grund af mine børn og min
hustru. I came to know that why I left Pakistan.
Det var derfor at jeg forlod
But
Pakistan.
But let's just see the word of God today.
Men lad os læse Guds ord.
2 Timotheus chapter 2.
2 Timotheus kapitel 2.
And verse 2.
Og vers 2.
Verse 1 to 4.
Vers 1 til 4 i kapitel 2 i 2 Timotheus brev.
2 Timotheus chapter 2 verse 1 to 4.
And Timotheus 2, 1-4.
Here is a spiritual father, he is writing to his spiritual son.
Vi ser her en åndelig fader, som skriver til sin åndelige søn.
Apostle Paul is writing to the Timotheus church.
Apostlen Paulus skriver til Timotheus kirken.
When Apostle Paul went to Derbe Lystra,
da Paulus tog dertil,
he met a young energetic guy, his name was Timothy.
Der mødte han en ung fyr, der hed Timotheus.
So he went there.
Og han tog det til.
He met this guy.
Og han mødte den her fyr.
And he circumcised him.
Og han omskar ham.
After circumcised.
Efter han havde omskåret
ham. Timotheus became his follower.
Så blev Timotheus, Paulus blev hans far.
And when he planted the church there.
Og da han plantede en kirke der.
He put him as a leader there.
Så lod han ham være leder
and
der.
And he left there.
Og så forlod han det.
So later on.
Senere.
He write a letter to the church of Timothy.
Så skriver han et brev til Timotheus' kirke.
Trying to encourage him.
Og prøver at opmuntre ham.
Oh, spiritual father trying to encourage his spiritual son.
En åndelig far der opmuntrer sin åndelige søn.
It's very clear written here.
Det står meget klart her.
You then my son.
Og du min søn.
Be strong in the grace.
Og du mit barn vær stærk ved nåden.
That is in Jesus Christ.
I Kristus Jesus.
Here clearly he wrote.
Han skriver
to his spiritual son.
Til sin åndelige søn.
Or to that church.
Eller til den kirke.
You need to be a strong.
At du må være stærk.
In that grace.
I den nåde.
You have in Jesus Christ.
Som du har i Jesus Kristus.
He never says.
Han siger aldrig.
You need to be a strong in the president.
At du skal være stærk på grund af præsidenten.
You need to be strong in with your money.
Eller du skal være stærk på grund
you
af din penge.
You need to be strong with your wealth.
Eller på grund af din rigdom.
You need to be strong with the prime minister power.
Eller på grund af premierminister.
Or with the denomination power.
eller på grund af regeringen.
Or with any other kind of power.
Eller ved nogen anden magt.
He clearly writes here.
Han siger helt tydeligt.
You need to be a strong in that grace is coming from the throne of God.
Du må være stærk i den nåde, der kommer fra Guds trone.
This means it's coming from the Jesus.
Den som kommer fra Jesus.
Jesus was on this earth.
Jesus var på jorden.
He always give a help to people.
Han hjalp mennesker.
People came to him.
Folk kom til ham.
He comfort them.
Og han trøstede dem.
This means he put his grace on them.
Han gav sin nåde til dem.
So here. Apostle Paul is trying to let him know.
Siger Paulus til ham.
You have planted the church there.
Her har vi plantet en kirke.
You already did doing a well.
Du gør et arbejde.
But you need to be a more strong.
Men du skal være endnu stærkere.
In that grace.
I den nåde.
You have in Jesus Christ.
Som du har i Jesus Kristus.
The first question he wrote here.
Det første han skriver her.
Who we are.
Hvem han skriver hvem vi er.
190 times he wrote in his letters.
Han skriver igen og igen.
Who we are.
Hvem vi er.
So today we need to understand who we are.
Så i dag må vi forstå hvem vi er.
As a church member,
som kirkemedlem,
as a leader,
som leder.
Once we come in the church,
når vi kommer her i kirken,
so we need to know,
så må vi vide
who we are,
hvem vi er.
Why I'm here?
Hvorfor er jeg her?
Who brought me here?
Hvem har bragt mig her?
What is the main reason for here?
Hvad er formålet med at være her?
So Apostle Paul trying to let in his letters,
så Paulus siger i sit brev
150 times,
150 gange,
who we are.
Taler han om hvem vi
I
er.
I still remember. I think it was 10 or 15 years before.
For 10-15 år siden.
I was in a Bible college.
Der var jeg i bibelskolen.
Or 20 years before, you could say.
Eller måske 20 år siden.
I saw one movie.
Og der så jeg en film.
The movie name was.
Og filmen hed.
Who am I?
Hvem er jeg?
It's a Jackie Chan movie.
Det er en Jackie Chan film.
He was a soldier.
Han var soldat i den film.
He was fighting there.
Han var i krig.
And his plane was clashed.
Og hans fly styrte ned.
And went to into the jungle. Or he just when he woke up, he was amiss. Of the tribe people there.
Så han vågnede op efter flystyrtet, så var han midt i junglen.
But he lost his memory.
Men han havde mistet hukommelsen.
So one day he came into the city.
Og en dag går han ind i byen.
So people recognize him. Oh, this you are the soldier. You
og
are
folk igen kender ham. Du er ham soldaten.
So he have no idea what
han,
they are talking about.
Men han kan
about.
Ikke huske hvem han er eller hvad
Because
det er.
Because he lost his memory.
Men han havde mistet hukommelsen.
So then he went to the mountain.
Og han tog op på bjerget.
And he opened his hands.
Og han åbnede sin eller løftede hænderne.
And he cried out there.
Og han råbte.
Who am I?
Hvem er jeg?
If somebody there?
Er der nogen?
To tell me who am I?
Der kan sige hvem jeg er.
Here the apostle Paul trying to let the people know.
Og her forsøger Paulus at fortælle os hvem vi er.
Maybe we are not this kind of the movie character.
Måske er vi ikke ligesom i den film.
But we are living in a reality.
Men vi lever i en virkelighed.
We are in the reality people.
Vi er i en virkelighed folk.
We are living in that word.
Vi lever i den her verden.
Where Jesus was born.
Hvor Jesus blev
he
født.
He rose again.
Og han opstod.
And he went to heaven.
Og han så op til himlen.
And he's coming soon to take his bride with him.
Og han kommer snart tilbage for at tage sin brud med
sig. So we are also called his bride.
For vi er Guds brud.
Who we are.
Det er den vi er.
One of the reason.
En af formålene.
Or one of the kind.
Eller en ting man kan
that
sige.
That we are his bride.
Vi er hans brud.
In Pakistan.
I Pakistan.
When you get married.
Når du bliver gift.
So everybody looks on a bride.
Så ser alle på bruden.
Nobody looks on a bride.
Der er ingen der ser på brudgommen.
Everybody look bride.
Alle ser på bruden.
If bride has okay.
Hvis bruden har det godt.
Man will get praise.
Så kommer der ære til manden.
If bride has little bit problem.
Hvis bruden ikke har det så godt.
The man has a problem.
Så har manden et problem.
During the ceremony.
Under ceremonien.
A wedding ceremony.
Bryllupsceremonien.
Bridegroom always be with the people.
Så er brudgommen altid sammen med folk.
Nobody know he is a bridegroom.
Der er ingen der ved han er brudgommen.
When bride comes.
Men når bruden kommer.
So when he sit with her.
Og han sætter sig hos hende.
Then people realize, oh, this is the guy who is a bride.
Så indser bridegroom. Oh, han er brudgommen.
But everybody looks to bride.
Men alle ser på bruden.
In Pakistan, when you get married.
I Pakistan når du bliver gift.
Marriage goes 7 days continually every evening. The ceremony goes 7 days.
Og der er 7 dages bryllupsfest i Pakistan.
When I got married,
da jeg blev gift,
I went back to Pakistan.
Jeg tog tilbage til Pakistan.
So I was trying to look and get married.
Og jeg prøvede at blive. Jeg ville gerne giftes.
Then I got my wife.
Så fandt jeg min kone.
Before coming to Denmark,
før jeg kom til Danmark,
I knew her very well.
Så kendte jeg hende rigtig godt.
In Pakistan.
I Pakistan.
It's not easy to propose to girl.
Så det er ikke nemt at fri til en kone.
Because we are living under foundation of Islamic culture.
For vi lever under en islamisk kultur.
Or you cannot take your girlfriend on a date.
Du kan ikke tage din kæreste med på et stævnemøde.
It's like a dream for Pakistani boys to take a girl.
Det er noget som pakistanske drenge drømmer om at kunne gøre.
I knew her when I was in a fourth grade.
Men jeg kendte hende helt tilbage fra 4. klasse.
She sat with me.
Hun sad sammen med mig.
And when we were growing in the same school.
Og da vi voksede op i den skole.
I went to the college.
Så tog jeg på universitet.
She also came in the same college.
The Bible school?
No, in the college.
Han kom på universitetet, og hun kom på samme universitet.
And we did our graduation from there.
Og vi bestod vi fik vores eksamen derfra begge to.
I proposed her 2-3 times to her.
Jeg friede til hende 2-3 gange.
But she said, I will think and let you know.
Men hun siger, jeg tænker lige over det, så skal
every
du få det at vide.
I will think and let you know.
Hun siger hver gang, hun sagde, jeg vil tænke over det.
I fed up, I thought maybe she don't like me.
Og jeg tænkte, måske kan hun ikke lide mig.
But she last time when I told her I'm going to Denmark for Bible study.
Men til sidst jeg sagde til hende, jeg tager til Danmark på bibelskole.
So have a good time.
Så kan du have det godt.
God give you a good husband.
Må Gud give dig en god mand.
She told me I'm praying.
Hun sagde, jeg beder.
And God will give me a good husband.
Og Gud vil give mig en god mand.
When I came back from Denmark.
Og da jeg kom tilbage fra Danmark.
Then I saw her in the youth seminar.
Så jeg hende i ungdoms seminar.
I went to her.
Jeg tog hen til hende.
I said, can you have a time to go for a coffee?
Jeg sagde, har du tid til at gå og få en kop kaffe?
She said, I told you, we are in Pakistan, we are not in Europe.
Hun sagde, vi er altså i Pakistan,
if
vi er ikke
i Europa.
If you
want to bring me on a coffee,
hvis vi skal ud og have kaffe,
if you want to bring me on a date,
hvis vi skal på stævne med,
just come and talk with my father.
Så må du snakke med min far.
If they like you guys,
hvis de kan lide dig,
then you are most welcome.
Så kan vi gøre det.
So it was hard to get out there.
Så det var svært. Det var svært at få fat i hende.
But thank God.
Men priset være Gud.
Later God has opened the door.
At Gud åbnede døren.
And I was preaching and her father was also there.
Jeg prædikede på et tidspunkt, og hendes far
they
var der.
They liked me very much.
De kunne godt lide mig.
And when he said, son, you have preached well.
Og de sagde, min dreng, du har prædiket
godt. Then I thought God has opened the door for me.
Jeg sagde, Gud har åbnet døren for mig.
So I bring my mom and my sister into their house.
Så jeg tog min mor og min søster med hjem
and
til dem.
And they liked this girl.
Jeg sagde, jeg kan godt lide den pige.
So talk with them.
Så jeg gerne have, at hun skal snakke med dem.
And thank God.
De snakkede sammen
now
og priset være Gud.
Almost 16 years now we are married.
Vi har været gift i snart 16 år.
We have one son, Jonathan.
Vi har en søn, Jonathan.
Then Sarah, Jessica, she's 14 years old.
Jessica er 14 år.
And we have another daughter, Sarah, is 10 years old.
Og en lille datter, Sarah, på 10 år.
Could you believe that?
Kan I tro det?
God is a good God.
Gud er en god Gud.
She's a prayer warrior.
Hun er en bønnekriger.
In Pakistan.
I Pakistan.
And as well as here.
Og også
God
også
has prepared her like a prayer warrior.
Gud har forberedt hende som en bønnekriger.
I'm just all the time traveling.
Jeg rejser hele tiden.
But she's doing a hard prayer for me.
Men hun gør det hårde bønnearbejde
wherever
for mig.
Wherever I goes.
Hvor end jeg tager hen.
She's just praying and praying and fasting for me.
Så beder og faster hun
God
for mig.
God has really given me a such kind of partner.
Gud har givet mig sådan en partner.
That I can say she is a good soldier of Christ.
Og jeg kan sige, hun er en god kristen soldat.
So here also Pastor Paul trying to let the people know.
Og også her ser vi Paul.
If you read just a little bit down.
Vi læser lidt længere ned.
That is it. And the things you have heard me and any in the presence of many written.
Paulus siger, hvad du har hørt fra mig i mange vidners nærværelse, skal du betro andre.
Be qualified to teach others.
Du skal fortælle det til andre, så de kan være duelige til at undervise andre.
In those hardship with me.
Vær med til at lide ondt.
Like a good soldier
of Christ Jesus. Som Kristi soldat.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to be a good soldier.
Vi må være, du må være en god soldat.
Who am I?
Hvem er jeg?
I am a good soldier of Christ.
Jeg er en god kristen soldat.
So as a good soldier of Christ.
Som en god soldat.
You need to be get ready.
Så må du være klar.
To fight.
Til at kæmpe.
And go into that territory.
Og gå ind i det territorium.
And take all the things what belongs to you.
Og tag alt det, som tilhører dig.
As they were singing, we are victorious.
Vi sang, vi er sejrige.
We are already victorious.
Vi er sejrige.
2,000 years before.
2,000 år siden.
God already given us victory.
Så gav Gud os sejren.
He already defeated and destroyed the Satan.
Han besejrede og ødelagde Satan.
He already destroyed the sting of the death.
Han ødelagde dødens brød.
He went down.
Han gik ned.
And he asked to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and other people.
Og han så Abraham og Jakob og alle de andre.
Those who belongs to the Bible.
Dem som vi læser om i Bibelen.
Come and get into my train.
Sorry.
Come and get into my train.
Kom og vær med mig.
I'm going to heaven.
Jeg tager op til himlen.
So everybody went to heaven.
Og de tog alle sammen op til himlen.
That's why.
Derfor.
If you see here today.
Hvis du kan se det i dag.
In this world.
Her i verden.
When other people pray.
Når andre beder.
They always pray like that.
Så beder de sådan der.
Their head.
Deres hoved,
their eyes,
deres øjne,
is down.
De kigger ned.
But when we pray,
men når vi som kristne
we always pray like that.
Så beder vi sådan her.
Because our Father is sitting on the throne.
For vores far er i himlen.
He is coming from there.
Og han kommer deroppe.
Because our commandment not come from down.
For vores ordre kommer ikke nedfra.
Our commandment come from the throne of God.
Vores ordre kommer fra Guds trone.
His grace come from throne of God.
Hans nåde kommer fra
that's
tronen.
Why I called.
Derfor.
We are a good soldier.
Siger jeg, vi er en god soldat.
We are not a bad soldier.
Vi er ikke en dårlig soldat.
We are not bad others.
Vi er ikke ligesom andre.
They look down.
Andre religioner
but
kigger
as
ned.
A Christian,
men som kristen,
as a believer,
som troende,
we look up.
Så ser vi op.
Because Jesus is sitting on our.
For Jesus sidder på tronen.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be think like that.
Sådan må vi gøre.
If you see the grace of Jesus is not a small thing.
Så Jesu nåde er ikke en lille ting.
Grace of God give you a salvation.
Guds nåde giver dig frelse.
Give you eternal life.
Giver dig evigt liv.
Give you a hope.
Giver dig et håb.
Give you a miracle.
Giver dig mirakler.
Give you his oath.
Og giver dig alt hvad han har.
Give you his salvation.
Giver dig hans frelse.
Promise.
Hans løfter.
Vision.
Hans vision.
Purpose.
Hans formål, will, hans vilje.
And most important thing,
og det mest
vigtige, the will of God give you His Holy Spirit.
Guds vilje og Guds nåde giver dig ånden,
Once Helligånden. The Holy Spirit come in you,
og når Helligånden kommer ind i dig,
you become so encouraged.
Så bliver du opmuntret.
When I start ministry in Pakistan,
da jeg begyndte min tjeneste i Pakistan,
after 5 or 6 years,
efter 5-6 år,
God has really give a boom to the ministry in Pakistan.
Så var der en stor vækst i tjenesten.
So everybody knew who's Tahir.
Så alle vidste hvem Tahir var.
Who's the apostolic church planting work.
Og alle vidste hvad den her kirke apostolisk
kirke
var.
But they don't know about me by face.
Men de havde ikke set mig.
They know me by name.
De havde hørt om mig.
So many times if I'm standing with them.
Så mange gange når jeg stod sammen med nogen.
They are talking about me.
Så taler de om mig.
But they don't know who's Tahir.
Men de vidste ikke det var mig de snakkede om.
So many times if they call me for the seminar or for the conventions.
Og hvis de vil have mig til at tale til en et seminar.
We have a 1-hour driver. His name is Babu.
Vi har en der hedder Babu.
Is a driver.
Og en chauffør.
So he always with me.
Han var altid sammen med mig.
So everybody goes.
Så alle tager afsted.
And put the flower into my neck. They put in his flower into his neck.
Så de tager en blomsterkrans om mig og om min chauffør lige så.
They give honor to him.
De ærer til ham.
They thought he's the here.
De troede det var ham der var taleren.
So I was just standing with him like that.
Og jeg stod bare ved siden af og kiggede.
But it's not that I'm trying to tell you that I need that honor.
Men det er ikke fordi jeg har brug for den ære.
Honor and glory just belong to Jesus.
Æren alene tilhører Jesus.
But do as kind of work.
Men den her den slags arbejde.
Where people can recognize you.
Må du gøre også selvom folk
You don't need to speak.
Selvom du
Your work should speak.
Selv når du taler.
Your work cry out.
Ah, du behøver ikke at tale.
Yes, we need this.
Du kan bare arbejde.
Oh, we are doing these things.
De gerninger du gør, de taler for sig
In
selv.
In Pakistan.
I Pakistan.
When you do some this kind of a work.
Når du gør den her tjeneste.
A Muslim always keep eye on you.
Og der er andre, og muslimerne ser dig.
More than 5 years.
I over 5 år.
I have fight with this Taliban.
Kæmpede jeg med Taliban.
I was so energetic to fight with them.
Jeg var klar til at kæmpe.
Even though these guys also comes.
Og de her kriger, de kom til mig.
That time.
I den tid.
But they never felt anything wrong is here.
Okay, det var ikke noget problem for dem.
Why? Because I was so energetic to fighting with them.
Men jeg havde så meget energi til at kæmpe med de her krigere.
And I was resist this all things back to them.
Og jeg modstod alt det onde der kom fra dem.
But when I got married and kids grown up,
men da jeg blev gift og mine børn voksede op,
they just called me.
Så ringede de her islamister til mig
to me,
og sagde til mig,
they're gonna condemn my kids.
Vi vil slå dine børn ihjel.
Oh, they're gonna condemn my wife as well.
Og de vil gøre ondt mod min hustru.
Then I became a little bit down.
Så begyndte jeg at miste modet lidt.
I just told them.
Jeg sagde til dem.
Why are you involving my kids and my wife into this fight?
Hvorfor involverer I mine børn og hustru ind i den her kamp
They
vi har?
They told me you are not listening to us.
Han sagde, du har ikke lyttet efter hvad
We
vi har
no
sagt.
Other way
den eneste måde
to convince you.
Vi kan få dig til.
Actually they want me.
De vil have mig til.
To become a mullah like them.
At blive en mullah, en muslimsk
and
leder.
And raise funds for them.
Og kæmpe for dem og få penge til dem.
Especially there's fund for jihad.
Og penge til jihad krig.
But I refused them.
Men jeg modstod dem.
I told them no, it's not possible.
Jeg sagde det er ikke muligt.
I'm a senior pastor in my church.
Ja, senior pastor i min kirke.
How could I just come? You just come and ask me to be turned into mullah.
Hvorfor skal kommer I og siger jeg skal være en mullah?
And I, it's not possible.
Det kan ikke lade sig gøre.
They told me.
De sagde til mig.
You will face a bad consequence about that.
Der kommer en voldsom konsekvens.
And I just asked to my leaders.
Jeg sagde til mine ledere,
just get them out.
Bare få dem ud.
But again, they are coming and coming.
Men de blev ved med at komme.
One day I and my wife we were going in the car to preach somewhere.
Og en dag kørte mig og min hustru i bil for jeg skulle hen og prædike.
They saw my cars in the way.
De så min bil.
And they put the patrol over there.
Og så stoppede de mig med patruljen.
Just ready to burn it.
Og de prøvede at sætte ild til min
Then
bil.
Then I asked my wife, we need to get out earlier, otherwise they're gonna be cook.
Så sagde jeg til min kone, vi må væk her, for ellers så blev vi bagt ind i bilen her.
When we came out, they started beating to us, and thank God the other people saw this all everything.
Og da vi kom ud i bilen, angreb de os og slog os, men der var andre, der så det.
They just asked them, why are you doing this thing?
Og folk spurgte dem,
his car?
Hvorfor har I brændt hans bil?
And why are you beating them now?
Og hvorfor banker I dem nu?
We went to the police.
Vi tog til politiet.
When police heard about these Taliban.
Og da politiet hørte om Taliban.
And they said, okay, come tomorrow. Come to next week, then we will register your complaint and like
that. Og politiet sagde, kom i morgen, kom i næste uge, så vil vi kigge på sagen.
Nobody was there to written, write a complaint for this.
Men der var ikke nogen, der tog ansvar og skrev den her
Simon
sag ned.
Went to the open the sewing school.
Jeg åbnede en søndagsskole.
And they beat it Simon.
Oh, jeg åbnede en syskole.
They beat it Simon badly there with the my wife.
Okay, hans kone var der.
And they beat it with the slaps and with the sticks to Simon and others. Ladies, they were with her.
Og de havde kom og slog hende med hænderne og pinde, and, og de andre kvinder også.
Sorry, I will just say, they just like did it like that.
De gjorde sådan
trying
der.
To kill Saima.
De prøvede at dræbe min hustru.
But thank God, the village people saved her.
Men landsbyboerne
reddede hende. And they said, we told to your husband.
Og vi sagde, vi har sagt til din mand.
Don't do this stupid stuff.
At du skal ikke gøre det her tjeneste her.
This one for this purpose we told him.
Og det har vi sagt til ham.
Then she came back.
Og min hustru kom
and
tilbage.
Told me we went to the police station.
Og hun sagde det til mig, vi tog til politiet.
Nothing happened.
Og der skete ikke noget.
But when I got a letter from them.
Men da de fik et brev fra
it
dem.
It was hard to read but that one.
Det var svært at læse det der stod i det brev.
And also they went to my kid's school as well to kidnap them.
Og de tog også hen til min børns skole for at kidnappe mine børn.
But thank God the watchman and other teachers they saved my kids over there.
Men tak Gud, der var nogen der kunne passe på børnene.
We were sitting in the house.
En dag sad vi i huset.
We were eating.
Og vi spiste.
This Taliban came.
Og Taliban
kom. They had big guns.
De havde store geværer med.
And he just took me like, can I do it?
Yeah.
He just took me like that.
Han tog mig sådan der.
And he put the gun here.
Og satte pistolen her.
And like that, my eyes was like that.
Og mine øjne kiggede den vej.
It was a big gun.
Det var en stor pistol.
Then I thought this is the last.
Så sagde jeg, så er det slut.
I will be not anymore.
Jeg skal ikke være her mere.
And he just took it out.
Og han tog den. Og han he used it. Han pressede, han trykkede på aftrækkeren.
But the bullet did not come.
Han der kom ingen kugle ud.
I don't know why.
Jeg ved ikke hvorfor.
And when my wife and kids saw this.
Og da min kone og børn så det her.
The voice came very loudly.
De skreg.
But the bullet did not come out.
Men der kom ikke nogen kugle ud.
And I thought, what happened?
Og jeg tænkte, hvad sker der?
I was thinking, I'm still alive.
Jeg tænker, jeg stadigvæk i live.
And then Simon kids cry out.
Og min kone og børn skreg højt. De troede jeg blev dræbt.
And then he put the guns to Simon and the kids.
Og så rakte han pistolen ned mod dem.
And I thought he's gonna kill them.
Og jeg tænkte, nu slår han dem ihjel.
Because in his eyes.
For i hans.
Yeah. In his eyes.
I hans øjne.
In his eyes.
Ja. I hans øjne.
He thought.
Tænkte han.
I'm dying.
Han troede allerede
because
han havde skudt mig.
Because he already used the guns.
Han troede han havde skudt mig.
But when he put the guns to my kids and Simon,
og da han pegede pistolen over mod konen og børnene,
then I catch his hand.
Så greb jeg hans hånd.
And I said, don't do that.
Jeg sagde, lad være.
I will obey whatever you
jeg skal nok
say.
Gøre det, du siger.
Don't kill them.
Slå dem ikke ihjel.
And he looked at me.
Og han så på mig.
And he abused me very badly. He abused me.
Og han gjorde vold
mod mig. Are you still alive?
Jeg var stadig i live.
Then he took like that.
Og han gjorde sådan der.
Then again I catch his hand.
Og jeg greb hans hånd igen.
I said, I will obey.
Jeg sagde, jeg skal nok gøre, hvad du siger.
I have no choice to say like that.
Jeg har ikke haft mulighed for det, men jeg skal nok gøre det.
I have no other choice to say, okay, I will not do.
Jeg har ikke, ja, jeg var nødt til at sige, at jeg nok skulle gøre det.
Then the other guy who was standing nearby to him.
Og den anden mand der stod der.
Then he also said, okay, leave. So last time.
Han sagde det sidste gang.
No, we will not come.
Vi kommer ikke igen.
The bomb will come on your house.
Ja, så kommer der en bombe over dit hus.
Your house and bomb, and you will be not anymore.
Og huset springer i luften, og de alle sammen, I vil alle sammen dø. De tog afsted.
And immediately we applied the visa.
Og vi søgte om visum med det samme.
God has a plan to save our lives.
Gud har en plan, hvor han frelser vores liv.
Because our eyes was on Jesus.
For vi så på Jesus.
We were following him.
Vi fulgte ham.
We had proved it that we are a good soldier of Christ.
Vi havde bevist, at vi var en god kristen soldat.
And we knew it.
Og vi vidste.
Who we are in Christ.
Hvem vi er i Kristus.
We always look to him.
Vi ser altid hen til ham.
And when we applied the visa.
Og da vi søgte om visum.
Monday morning I did send my everything, passports and application to
sendte pass og det hele er afsted, ansøgningen er afsted.
And Thursday morning I received call, my passport is in the come and collect your passport.
Og få dage senere fik jeg vide, hent dit pas.
I thought maybe they have rejected it.
Og jeg troede, de har nok forkastet det.
Within 72 hours.
Inden for 72 timer.
When I went there,
og
I opened my passport.
Åbnede passet.
They have given me 2-year multiple visa.
De har givet mig 2 års visum.
Taliban called me.
Taliban ringede til mig.
You got the visa?
Har du fået visum?
I said no.
Nej, sagde jeg.
They said no, you got it.
Jo, det har du.
I said no.
Nej.
1000 times they asked me, you got it.
Og de sagde jo, du har fået det.
I said no, you have misunderstanding.
I har misforstået det, sagde jeg.
Because I knew it. If I told them.
Men jeg vidste, hvis jeg sagde det.
Maybe they could attack me on the right on the spot.
Så kunne de angribe mig med det samme.
So I said okay, we will see you.
Og så sagde de, vi kommer hen
where
til dig.
Where will you run?
Sorry.
Where will you run?
De siger, hvor vil du flygte hen?
America, Canada, London, Paris, Denmark, Sweden, Norway.
Er det Canada, Frankrig, Danmark,
Italy.
Sverige?
Italy.
Italien.
So I was really confused.
Og jeg var forvirret.
Where we will run away now?
Hvor skal vi flygte hen nu?
I asked to my wife. Did you hear what he said?
Hørte du hvad han sagde?
She said yes.
Ja, sagde hun.
And she said he never mentioned about Germany.
Hun sagde, han nævnte ikke Tyskland.
We run to Germany.
Vi tager til Tyskland.
So we ran to Germany, even though I don't have any connection in Germany.
Og vi flygtede til Tyskland, selvom jeg
I don't know anyone in Germany.
Jeg kender ingen i Tyskland.
When we came out from the airport,
og da jeg kom ud fra lufthavnen,
my wife and my kids were standing there.
Min kone og børn stod sammen med
mig. We looked to the heaven.
Vi så op til himlen.
And we just asked God.
Og vi spurgte bare Gud.
Help us.
Hjælp os.
We have no idea where we are now.
Vi aner ikke hvor vi er.
Or where we will go.
Eller hvor vi skal tage hen.
God always protects His people.
Men Gud beskytter sit folk.
If you are His soldier,
hvis du er hans soldat,
God always preserve you.
Så vil han bevare jer.
Once God has touched you,
når Gud først har berørt dig,
what God has with you,
når han har besøgt dig,
He always go forward you.
Så går han med dig.
He always make a way for you.
Han skaber en vej for
as
dig.
As a good soldier of Christ,
som en god kristen soldat,
you need to get a command from your commander.
Men du må få din ordre fra din
and
kommandør.
And our commander is not a pastor, a pope, or bishop, or president.
Ikke for alle mulige andre.
Our commander is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vores regent er Jesus Kristus.
Which
Christus.
We need to get the grace from Him.
Og vi må få hans nåde.
And today,
og i dag,
as a good soldier of Christ,
som en god kristen soldat,
as a good a member of the church,
som en god kirkemedlem,
we need to go forward,
må vi gå videre,
and take what belongs to us,
og tage det, som tilhører os,
and do not be afraid,
og vær ikke bange,
that Satan is there,
at Satan er der,
and do not be afraid from this world,
og vær ikke bange for verden,
they can just talk and talk and talk,
de snakker og snakker og snakker,
but once God loves you,
men når Gud elsker dig,
His Spirit is with you,
han er med dig,
He can take you from the death.
Så kan han tage dig op for døden, om det skal
even
være.
Even though they can bullet you so many times.
Om de så skulle skyde efter
the
dig.
Bullet cannot touch you.
Så kan kuglerne ikke ramme
it's
dig.
Happened with me.
Sådan oplevede jeg det.
He put the gun here.
Han puttede pistolen herop.
He put the trigger out.
Han trykkede på aftrækkeren.
But the bullet did not come out.
Men kuglen kom ikke ud.
This was the miracle in my life.
Det er alle de mirakler, jeg oplever.
Right on the spot, God has saved me from
there. Gud frelste mig lige der.
I never seen such kind of thing in my life.
Jeg har aldrig set det før.
Even though in Pakistan,
selv i Pakistan,
bombs blast in Islamabad.
Der sprænger bomber i Islamabad.
And what we do?
Og det vi gør?
We take our family.
Vi samler vores familie.
Lock the door.
Og vi låser
døren. And get in.
Og så går vi
we
ind.
Are so afraid from these things.
Vi er bange for bomberne.
But this guy,
men ham her,
put the gun here.
Den her mand, han satte pistolen herop.
But God has crashed and blocked all everything.
Men Gud blokerede det hele.
As a good of Christ. As a good soldier of
og
Christ,
en kristen soldat,
He gives you eternal life.
Så giver han dig evigt liv.
So today we have a grace,
og i dag har vi nåden,
and we have eternal life in
og
Jesus
vi har
Christ.
Evigt liv i Jesus Kristus.
In John chapter 1 and verse 17 says,
i et andet vers siger det,
that the law given by the law, or by the Moses,
at Moses gav loven,
but the truth,
men sandheden,
and the grace,
og nåden,
come through the Lord Jesus
kom ved Herre Jesus Kristus.
Amen. We need to amen. Be ready.
Vi må være klar.
And we need to be stand up.
Og vi må stå
please
for
stand
ham.
Up.
Lad os rejse os op.
And we will just pray for that victory.
Og vi vil bede om den sejr.
And we will say thank you to the Lord.
Og vi vil takke Herren
for His grace that He has given to
for
us.
Den nåde han har givet os.
And you're gonna be experience that His grace is sufficient for us.
At du må opleve at nåden er nok for dig.
You're gonna be have experience that once His grace is upon you.
At du vil opleve at hans nåde er på dig.
You will be going through very very big things.
Så vil du gå ind i store ting.
But still God loves you.
Men Gud elsker dig.
You thought maybe the God's grace is not upon me.
Måske troede du ikke at Guds nåde var
over dig. Never think like that.
Du må ikke tænke sådan.
I have experienced.
Jeg har oplevet.
I also thought like that.
Jeg tænkte også sådan.
But once that guy has put the guns on me.
Men da pistolen kom op til hovedet på mig.
Then I realized.
Så indså jeg.
God's grace is there.
Guds nåde er over mig.
His mighty hands upon me.
Hans mægtige hånd er over mig.
Once God touched someone.
Når Gud berører et menneske.
It's not for a short time.
Så er det ikke bare for en kort
tid. It's not for a 1 week.
Det er ikke bare for en
it's
uge.
It's not for a 1 month.
Eller en måned.
It's not for a 5 month.
Eller 5
it's
måneder.
It's not for a 12 month.
Ikke for 12
it's
måneder.
It's not for a 3 years.
Eller 3 år.
It's not for a 10 years.
Eller 10 år.
Once God touched someone.
Når Gud berører et menneske.
It touches whole life.
Så er det hele livet der berører.
Amen.
Amen.
So believe in this.
Så tro på det her.
And believe that He already touched you.
Og tro på at han har berørt dig.
He already preserved in you.
Han bevarer dig.
And His Spirit is possessed in you.
Hans ånd er i dig.
Because Apostle Paul says.
For Paulus sagde.
We are the temple of God.
Vi er Guds tempel.
And if we are the temple of God,
og hvis vi er Guds tempel,
we need to be clean and empty.
Så må vi være rene og tomme.
That Holy Spirit will dwell in
så
us.
Så ånden kan bo i os.
Amen.
Amen.
So try to be a good vessel of Christ.
Så prøv at være et godt kar.
Try to good vessels of Christ.
Et tomt kar for
Kristus. Because Christ always looking at good vessels.
For Gud han leder efter tomme kar.
You are here.
Gode kar. Og du er
God
her.
God has a purpose in your life.
Der er et formål med dit liv.
You are not came here incidentally.
Det er ikke tilfældigt, du
you
er her.
You came here purposely.
Der er et formål med, du er
because
her.
Because His vision,
for hans vision,
His oath, His vision,
hans vision.
His miracle,
hans mirakler.
His promise,
hans løfter.
His purpose,
hans formål.
His will,
hans vilje.
And his Holy Spirit is waiting for
hans
you.
Hans Helligånd er virker igennem dig.
So get that Holy Spirit, or get the oil which we call the Holy Spirit.
Så du må få den olie, som vi kalder Helligånden.
Into this temple.
Ind i det tempel du er.
Because you are a good vessel of Christ as well.
Fordi du er et kar, en beholder for Gud.
Elijah said to that woman.
Og der blev, han sagde til den her kvinde.
Give me a more vessel.
Elias sagde til kvinden, giv mig flere tomme kar.
But the widows say we have no more.
Og enken sagde, vi har ikke flere af de her tomme kar.
As she said,
da hun sagde det,
the oil stopped.
Så stoppede den olie, som ellers havde flydt.
Oil was not a problem.
Det var ikke et problem med mængden af olie.
The vessel was the problem.
Det var hvor mange kar kan vi
today,
finde der problemer.
Today the church need more vessels.
Og vi har brug for flere tomme kar.
But this kind of vessels who should be clean and empty.
Og det er tomme kar der må være tomme og
that
rene.
That the Lord Spirit can dwell in that vessels.
Så Helligånden kan bo i
the
de her.
We can save the oil in that vessels.
Så olien kan være i dem.
The God's grace can save into this vessel.
Så nåden, Guds nåde kan være
his
i
vision her can be come into this vessel.
Så hans vision
his
kan
promise
komme
can in,
hans
save
løfter
into this vessel. And his purpose can be saved into this vessel.
Og hans formål ind i de her tomme kar som vi er.
We are a good soldier of Christ.
Som en god kristus soldat.
Who we are now?
Hvem er vi?
Am I a good soldier?
Er jeg en god soldat?
Am I a good vessel?
Er jeg et godt kar?
Am I a good believer?
Er jeg en god kristen?
Just think like that.
Tænk sådan.
God is still here.
Gud er her.
He's gonna use us.
Han vil bruge os.
For his glory.
For hans ære.
For his anointing.
På grund af hans salvelse.
Just look to him.
Se hen mod ham.
Please close your eyes.
Lad os lukke vores øjne.
And raise your hand.
Og løft vores hænder.
God is gonna pour out his grace upon
Gud vil hælde sin nåde ud over os.
Just believe in him.
Tro på ham.
I was also sometimes standing like you guys.
Nogle gange har jeg stået ligesom I gør nu.
And I have lots of questions.
Og jeg har masser af spørgsmål.
Is really Lord grace upon me? Is really God's
grace? Er Guds nåde virkelig over mig, spurgte jeg. Is really